Iran's pivotal role in Persian Gulf security. Dear listeners, here's the seventh episode of our series, Iran's pivotal role in Persian Gulf security. As we said in our earlier episodes, we emphasize on Iran's defensive doctrine to keep it safe from the covetous eyes of outside forces. The Persian Gulf plays a vital role in the world's economy. This strategic oil-rich waterway stretches from the Arvan Route to the Strait of Hormuz for a length of 989 kilometers, with a surface area of 251,000 square kilometers. Last week, we studied the approach of the United States, Russia, and Europe with regards to their claim of safeguarding security in the Strait of Hormuz. Today, we discuss the approach of China and Arab countries and their so-called interests with regards to the Persian Gulf security. Stay with us. China is another major player, and due to its rapid economic growth, rising population and need for energy, looks at the Persian Gulf region and the Strait of Hormuz as a source of oil and energy and an uninterrupted supply of energy for itself. China maintains long-term plans and has entered into cooperation accords with Persian Gulf Arab states, such as Oman, and some other member states of the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council, PGCC. Furthermore, China, as a global commercial power, is in dire need of open international routes, given that 90% of its overall trade depends on these routes. The main passageway used by China as trade routes are the Straits of Malacca, the Strait of Hormuz, the Bab el-Mandeb Strait, and the Strait of Gibraltar. Half of China's oil and one-fourth of its natural gas imports pass through the Strait of Hormuz. In the meantime, the rising domestic consumption and the 1.3 billion-strong population of China will certainly increase this dependence in the coming decades. One of the main topics of importance with regards to China's outlook towards the Strait of Hormuz is its rivalry with the United States. Beijing attaches significant importance on wielding influence in the Persian Gulf littoral Arab states. Within this framework, conclusion of a free trade agreement between China and Persian Gulf Cooperation Council member states has been on Beijing's agenda for a number of years. In recent years, China has discovered how it can check the influence of the American and Europeans through its economic power. What's more, during recent years, China has adopted the strategy of diversification of its imported sources of energy in order to lower its dependence on any particular source of energy. China's interest in West Asia is based on its inclination for expansion of its geostrategic influence beyond the Asia-Pacific region and development of its ties with other major regional powers. Whilst China is increasingly active in global trade and investment markets, it has attached strong importance to some of those globally strategic regions. It appears that West Asia is the most important region of the world for Beijing outside Asia-Pacific region, due to its significant source of energy and geostrategic location. Hence, one of China's main concerns is that, in case of eruption of a confrontation between China and United States over Taiwan, the US might block the flow of oil to China through its control of shipping routes. In view of these facts, China maintains a special outlook towards the Strait of Hormuz in the Persian Gulf. As it was pointed out, given the need for energy accounts for a lion's share of Beijing's economic needs, West Asia will remain as the biggest source of oil imports for China. In this region, oil plays a special role in Beijing's bilateral ties with both Saudi Arabia and the Islamic Republic of Iran. Over the past few decades, China has taken major strides for solidification and consolidation of its global status. It considers the oil and natural gas reserves of this region as long-term sources of energy, and therefore it has made huge investments in the hydrocarbon industries of the Persian Gulf littoral states in recent years. Sources of energy and their consumption management have been factors which have influenced the trend of China's economic growth. China consumes a huge volume of energy every year, and in accordance with the standards set by the International Energy Agency, the IEA, it has turned into the biggest consumer of coal, oil, and natural gas in Asia since 2009. Nuclear energy and electricity account for 10% of the energy consumed by China per year. The rising consumption of natural gas due to its economic justification and environmental issues at power plants has led to a surge in China's demand for natural gas. Currently, China is the second largest consumer of energy in the world after the United States. China's oil imports have reached 12 million barrels per day. That's 33% of which is imported from member states of the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council, PGCC, and they pass through the Strait of Hormuz in the Persian Gulf. In the meantime, China has also stepped up its activities within the region for maintenance and protection of its regional interests. For instance, within the framework of the International Campaign Against Piracy in the waters off the coast of the Horn of Africa, the Chinese Navy has been regularly patrolling the Gulf of Aden and the Somali coastline since 2008. Beijing also seeks alleviation of tensions in the Persian Gulf region and the Strait of Hormuz. Hence, China has voiced support for Russia's proposal for provision of collective security in the Persian Gulf. According to the Chinese Foreign Ministry, Persian Gulf peace and security is especially important in guaranteeing the security and development of the entire region and of the wider world. The security of the Strait of Hormuz is also very important for the six-nation Persian Gulf littoral Arab states, especially three of the member states, namely Kuwait, Bahrain and Qatar, which, like Iraq, have no other outlet to the open sea for export of their oil, as well as non-oil maritime trade. Furthermore, over one-fourth of the world's natural gas is shipped through this vital maritime waterway. Although Bahrain's oil well have almost dried up, Kuwait depends heavily on the Strait of Hormuz for its vast export of crude oil, as well as maritime imports. Qatar attaches further importance to the Strait of Hormuz for export of natural gas compared to other Persian Gulf littoral Arab states. Qatar, as the biggest Arab producer and exporter of natural gas, is in need of regional stability and security in order to deliver its natural gas to its customers, which are mainly in East Asia. Given the intense rivalry in the global natural gas market and major investment of Russia and the United States in the gas industry, any regional conflict will hand over part of Qatar's share of natural gas market to its rivals. Saudi Arabia also maintains export of its oil via the Strait of Hormuz because the oil fields that it controls in the eastern region that it seized from the local Shia Muslims before the Second World War and has deprived them of their oil wealth, is located near the Persian Gulf coastline. To bypass the Strait of Hormuz, it has built a long pipeline from this occupied eastern region to the Red Sea port of Yanbu in Hejaz, which the Saudis have occupied since 1925. The United Arab Emirates also significantly needs the Strait of Hormuz for export of its oil, although the UAE officials have also contemplated about replacing this route. To this end, in June of 2012, the United Arab Emirates laid a pipeline which stretches 380 kilometers to Fujairah on the coast of the Gulf of Oman, outside the Strait of Hormuz. This pipeline includes pumping stations and maintains the storage capacity of 8 million barrels of crude oil, which can be increased to 12 million barrels. This pipeline can account for 3/4 of the United Arab Emirates' daily oil exports to global markets. Nonetheless, maintenance of security in the Strait of Hormuz is important and vital for the United Arab Emirates and other regional oil-exporting countries. Well, dear listeners, thanks for tuning in today. God bless and take care until we meet again next week.